This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people of the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
There isn't a typical day at Turtle Bay because we have a botanical gardens. We have horticulture staff that are out doing, you know, taking care of the plants in the gardens and stuff like that. Because we have the forest camp and the animals that live in Wildlife Wood, we have our animal care staff that are out taking care of the animals and training them. There is no typical day at Turtle Bay. My name is Christina Liedebrand. I'm the special event coordinator here at Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
My name is Liz Crane, and I'm the volunteer coordinator here at Turtle Bay.
In 1997, four separate community entities merged to form Turtle Bay Exploration Park: the Redding Museum of Art and History, the Carter House Natural Science Museum, the Redding Arboretum, and the Forest Museum. And the park opened in stages with the Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp opening in 1997, the Turtle Bay Visitor Center in 2000, and the Turtle Bay Museum in 2002. The Sundial Bridge then opened in 2004, and the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens opened in 2005.
Volunteers are all throughout the park. There's volunteers in our animal care, working with cleaning up our enclosures, making enrichments, working on training. There's volunteers in the gardens, and they help with the pruning, the weeding, the mulching, the propagation. Then we have volunteers that work hands-on with putting exhibits up. We have volunteers that work in the museum with our education programs. So we have both adults and teens ages 13 up all throughout the park.
Annually, we have averaged out over 120,000 people visit Turtle Bay every year. We have over 11,000 kids visit Turtle Bay as part of a school field trip. Every year,
we measure success through lots of ways. One of the ways is the smiles on our guests' face, the stories that they share through our comment books or one-on-one with either our docents, our volunteers, and our staff. We get those a lot, and we enjoy those smiles. We also measure success through our impact with our community. We have over $12,000 of donated park tickets and memberships that we give. Last year, we gave to over 280 other nonprofits. So they were able to further give those out to our community.
One of the main surprises that people seem to come away with is our animal program and the care and time and attention that our animal care staff take with the animals. And every summer we have the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, and we show animals demonstrating some of their natural behaviors, and all of the behaviors that the animals do are completely natural. They're not coerced. We don't punish anybody. You know, they just do what they do, and they do it off leash. And so, like, we free fly owls over the top of the audience's head. We free fly one of the vultures over the top of the audience's head. I mean, that's something that you don't necessarily experience when you go to a museum. And when you come to Turtle Bay, if you go to the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, you're going to encounter that.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. You've just heard about Turtle Bay Exploration Park. To learn more about volunteer opportunities with Turtle Bay, visit turtlebay.org. Archive editions of Common Ground for Common Good are online at mynspr.org.